Hey folks, welcome to the first episode of the Savvy Insider podcast, where I and my guests will help you with tools for success, whether you're in your work profession or running your business. Who am I? So I'm the founder of Savvy Career Seeker, helping professionals and entrepreneurs for 11 years to navigate their careers with confidence. Our first podcast topic is going to be why you should have a professional do your resume. I'm going to be very honest. I'm going to give you both pros and cons. But really, I have one main and important reason why you should hire a professional resume writer. So for most people, and this has been studied and studies have shown that for most people, it is very difficult to write about yourself objectionably. We have the tendency when we're talking or writing about ourselves to sort of downplay our capabilities, our accomplishments, our skills, our abilities, because we don't want to come across as being most of us don't want to come across as being arrogant or preachy or know-it-all, you know, things like that. So what we tend to do is to kind of downplay what we're really capable of when we're talking about ourselves. And so I like to compare it to this. So I've been in the marketing profession, both in the corporate world and entrepreneurially, for several years. Most companies hire outside agencies to do their marketing and advertising for them because they are able to take an objectionable look at the great things about the company, all that they have to offer, and they're able to craft all of that information about that company and create these beautiful marketing and advertising campaigns that's going to specifically target and gain the interest of those target customers that company has. It's the same principle when you hire a resume writer. That resume writer is not just writing words down on a paper. What they're doing is they're crafting all of your information, all of your awesomeness, all of your skills, abilities, and your interest. And they're going to compare that with the types of positions that you're looking to get into, and they're going to craft that and make it into something beautiful that's going to attract or gain the interest of these recruiters or these hiring managers that's going to be looking at your resume. So let's go over a couple of benefits here. So one of the benefits that we already kind of mentioned is that objectionable look into your skills, your capabilities, your accomplishments, and your interests, and they're going to skillfully craft this into a sales pitch for you. That's what your resume is. It's a sales pitch. And then, of course, after that is the interview, which is going to be another sales pitch. But that first point of contact is that resume. So resume writer is going to help you identify your strongest assets. And they're going to help you identify the types of jobs that you can and should be applying to based on your skill set. I've run into this so many times writing resumes. I've been writing resumes for over 11 years. And one of the things that I've noticed is that we tend to not understand the level of our capabilities and what we could actually accomplish because of our past skills and experiences. I often run into people who are trying to get jobs at the lower level of what they're capable of. I'm like, look at all this experience that you have with this. You should be applying to jobs like this and potentially making more money. So a resume writer not only knows how to write, it's not just about writing words and communicating on paper, but it's being able to see past what your limited knowledge can see. You might not realize the types of jobs that you could be applying to because you don't have the bandwidth of knowledge So a good resume writer is going to not only be able to write well and communicate well, but they're also going to have the knowledge of the industry. They're going to have the knowledge of different trends. They're going to have communication with recruiters and knowledge of the recruiting process, applicant tracking systems. They're going to have all that knowledge, and all of that is going to help craft your resume. So that's another benefit in hiring a professional resume writer. Now, of course, I wouldn't be equal if I didn't give you some disadvantages. Of course, there's always the cost. You're going to have to pay if you're going to hire a professional resume writer, just like companies pay to hire outside agencies. It's the same principle. So I've noticed that in the industry, there are a lot of writers or company resume writing companies that charge upwards of $250. Some of the independent, more independent resume writers charge between 1 to 200. Mine are a little lesser than that because I want to remain competitive. Some are even more if you add graphic resumes. So you're talking anywhere between $75 to $250 for a resume. If you get a good one, the price is worth it. Because I'm telling you, like, you can go from not getting any responses with your resume to going from getting, I mean, like 10 responses within the week or two of posting your new resume. Like I've had those types of testimonies come back. And that's not preaching to my resume writing skills. It's just what can happen when you have someone who's looking at your information with a very keen eye and knowledge of the industry and what you need to do to get to where you're trying to go to. All right, so I'm going to identify some of the things that you should be looking for in a resume writer. I kind of touched on a couple of these, but let's just reiterate. You need someone who is not only a great writer, but someone who is experienced with recruitment, someone who's experienced in leadership. You need to find someone who is up to date with the job market trends and what recruiters are looking for. All of these elements are important in crafting the perfect resume. All right, so let's deal with the elephant in the room, because a lot of people think, oh, I'm very accomplished in my work. I'm a very accomplished professional. I communicate very well. I can write my own resume. I don't need to pay anybody to write my resume. You're right. Resume writing is not a sin, y'all. Okay, it's not downplaying your ability to communicate well or your ability to write coherently or competently. Resume writing, is, like I said, it's just another avenue for you to take your sales pitch to the next level. And usually, when an external entity comes from the outside, they're able to look more objectionably. So resume writing is not a sin. We got that out of the bag. But if you feel confident enough to communicate your awesomeness on paper and talk yourself up, if you know how to carefully craft your resume in relation to your job goals and your accomplishments, go ahead and give it a shot. It's okay. And you'll know whether or not you've done a great job if you're getting good traction on what you've created. Kudos. Some people can do that, but a lot of people find it very, very difficult to talk about themselves in that manner. If you're having that difficulty, if you don't feel comfortable with that, that's fine. And you don't have to feel ashamed about it. You don't have to feel like, like I'm a terrible communicator. No, that's not it. Sometimes you need that outside person to come in, and craft all of this information for you in a way that will make you feel more comfortable in speaking on your benefits and your assets that you can bring to a company. So if you're struggling with this sort of thing, then go ahead and consult a resume writer. It's okay if you do, it's okay if you don't. But the one deciding factor that you need to look at if you write your own is what type of results are you getting from this resume? If you're not getting many results, you need to have someone look at your resume. And you don't always even have to have them write it. A lot of people do resume analysis. I do that as well, to where I'll go through your resume and say, these are the things that you need to focus on. These are the things that you need to change. You need to edit this. You need to put this up here, put that down there. So even that option is available to you if you still feel very comfortable about doing it yourself. You can have someone analyze your resume and you make those necessary changes and then see what type of results you get that way. So, all in all, I highly recommend getting a professional resume writer. At the very minimum, I suggest doing an analysis just to see the state of your resume. Especially if you're not getting the results that you want, it is okay to have someone else look at it. And it's not to say that. That's not to downplay your ability to communicate. It's just another set of eyes, another person who can look objectionably at your information and give you the guidance that you need so you can reach the goal that you have. So get out there, do some research, search for a resume writer because this is a very competitive job market that we're in. You all know this. We all know this is not, we all know this. So you want to be in the best situation possible so that you are at the forefront and that you have the best sales pitch, the best tool, which is your resume, to get to where you're trying to get to. So that's all that I have for today. There is more to come, and I really appreciate you guys listening in. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me on my website, www.savvycareerseeker.com. You can also DM me on my Instagram page at Savvy Career Seeker. I look forward to conversing with you all. Thank you and much success in navigating your career with confidence. Thank you.